time. All right, everyone, chill.
Allow me to break the ice.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Hey, what the hell did you do to him, man?
I did nothing. The pavement was his enemy.
Dillon, you son of a bitch.
Now listen to me very carefully.
You are not you. You are me. No shit.
Alright, this episode is called What the Fuck Does Billy Know About?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The.
Quick, get to the chopper.
His most famous quote there.
That's his most famous. To the chopper. Alright then, Bill. So, we know the score. What do you know about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, no, he's like, he's got to be the all-time greatest all-action hero. Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, no, hang on, I can tell with your voice there. You don't necessarily agree with that.
He's up there with Stallone and Bruce Willis and that, the 80s.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely the main one.
But, no, I think Schwarzenegger is one that could play...
the best one.
Yeah, but...
Acting-wise, no.
No, not acting, but I think that in any
making
say,
quotes,
say
yes.
If you like Die Hard, Schwarzenegger could play Bruce Willis' place.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah, he could.
No.
Yeah, he could.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah, he could do that.
You couldn't see
Bruce Willis being Terminator.
No, but you couldn't imagine Bruce Willis taking his shoes and socks off, going through the air vents, calling up, saying, "Think I want a fucking pizza?" You can't imagine going, "You think I want pizza?"
That's really bringing comedy value there.
He wasn't the
accent, so.
Yeah, all about him was Stallone. We can imagine Arnie as Rambo. Could you imagine him as Rocky?
Yeah. I was just thinking that, but he wouldn't necessarily be Rocky. He would just be like an awesome Dolph Lundgren, like, the Russian. The Austrian.
He dives.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Yeah, he can pull off them white lines.
You could imagine being Rocky though, he's sitting there going, Where's your hat?
Yeah.
Get your hat to Mars. So the impression probably sounds good in my head, but it probably sounds...
Not necessarily, he could do it like as a boxer, because when Rocky first came about, like Stallone, he was a bit of a... He weren't a peewee, but he weren't really... He looked like a bit of a slug, didn't he? Like the way he was built and stuff. Whereas Schwarzenegger has always been massive, so you'd see him and you'd be like, well, it's not really an underdog story because he's a big cunt. And he's fucking huge.
Oh yeah, but
so it's not really believable. It's like an underdog story, but I mean, yeah, you see him. He's made so many great films. Yeah, he's rocks out of his cock out.
He does. Well, let's look at his films that he made. First one he made, Hercules in New York. 1969, Jesus.
Shut up.
1969.
Is it as good as Sylvester Stallone's movie debut?
That was brilliant. Hercules, New York, 1969. Hercules, sort of thing, is sent to Earth where he finds true love and starts a promising career in a bodybuilding business.
Nah, that's not believable.
That's not really a film, is it?
No, I can't believe that.
Is there a trailer? Nope, there's no videos for it. No, that's a shame.
He could have at least worked out for the movie. I mean, look at him. In that picture,
that's a scrawny fucker.
He is, isn't he?
But then obviously...
He's been starved.
For a couple of years, he didn't do much. He'd done a lot of TV work, nothing that we all know about. And then 1982, which was bloody hell, from 69 to 82, before he got his big break, Conan the Barbarian.
14 years.
See, lucky you worked it out. I couldn't work it. Conan the Barbarian. Remember this film you've seen?
I've seen some parts of it. Can't say I don't think I've seen the whole film all the way through.
Not very good.
No?
Well, I don't like all that fantasy crap.
What's that? What's the one with all the Medusa and Cyclops and stuff? That's got Schwarzenegger in, isn't it?
That's Clash of Titans, isn't it?
Don't think so. It's a Greek mythology film. Don't know if Schwarzenegger was in it.
Well, he was.
If
then
he's not, then this conversation is totally irrelevant.
But yeah, you got Conan the Destroyer 2 years later. It's a sequel.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, straight away he's just a big man
with a different hat.
He's got a little bit of a little do going on. Long hair.
Yeah. Isn't he with long hair?
He looks cool. You know. People.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people. I don't think there's a lot of blokes who can pull off long hair and still look pretty macho while doing it.
No, well, there's a trailer for it, but obviously.
Okay.
Ben is beautiful. Because when you're planning a night out,
okay, yeah,
even
got
though
to do the
advertising. Yeah, but Conan Destroyer, I knew what you're saying. This is thinking, big action man.
Mm-hmm.
Comes from a bodybuilding business. Just chuck him in a couple of movies where there's a big guy with a sword.
We can't speak a
little
word.
Little did they know. And this man will become the governor of California.
The governor.
The governor. Get to the chopper.
In his first adventure, he stole the treasure of three kings and crushed the empire of an evil sorcerer. But his biggest triumph was at the box office. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger is back as Conan. A destroyer to join forces with a wizard and a warrior, a runaway, and a renegade.
Bryce Jones.
That's a guy from Skunk and Nancy.
That's Bryce Jones.
Yeah, a guy from Skunk and Nancy. Yeah, it is. She used to be a. She was Conan the Destroyer.
Be pursued by the armies of hostile kingdoms. Stop a queen who will rule the world.
Queen Hope?
Yeah.
Or destroy it. A band of outcasts in a battle to free the earth. Grace Jones.
Told you, Grace Jones.
Schwarzenegger as Conan the Destroyer.
And above
the bold new adventures of the most powerful legend of them all.
So, how did he not progress from being a barbarian to a destroyer? You've got to go through some sort of like initiation to reach the destroyer status.
That's true. Maybe what he did was he was a barbarian.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just become a destroyer.
got in the demolition trade. Knocked down a few buildings.
I doubt in them days it mattered what your name was.
No,
you had a sword and a headband.
Yeah.
You cut some people up, people didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Whether you were a destroyer or a barbarian, like, just take it.
Yeah.
Just take your stuff and go.
They both sort of mean the same thing.
Yeah. They probably didn't speak like that in them days.
He fuck you up.
Yeah, cut your face. But honestly, 84 he made that, and he was destined for better things.
Yep.
1984, Billy.
Same year.
What was he in 1984?
Yeah, that's the best year about.
What was he in?
What was he in?
Yeah.
The Terminator.
What?
The Terminator. That's a shit Austrian accent, that is. That's about as good as it gets.
There you go, look. There you go. So, here we go. Terminator, 1984. James Cameron movie. You know, come to kill Sarah Connor.
Well, I think that the reason he was so good in this is because he does sort of talk a bit robotic.
He doesn't really speak a lot in anything.
That's it. That's why he sort of disguises it quite well.
I mean, there was a trivia that he only actually spoke something like 79 word lines or something.
Yeah.
Let's have a look if we can find it. Probably not, but I could be making that right up.
You're just trying to sound clever.
I'm trying to top my head and sit there and go, yeah, well, he only had 69 lines, so did you say, throughout the film. But
whose name is first? When the cast reel comes in,
I think it was him.
Well, of course, it's going
to
be him.
It might be Michael Biehn, who was actually big in them days. He went on to do Aliens and that. He was a big actor. But did you know? Here's a trivia.
Mm-hmm.
The Terminator studios originally wanted someone else to play Terminator. Do you know who that guy was? I'll give you one.
Chuck a guess at Sylvester Stallone.
Nope. I'll give you a clue.
Go on in.
He was black, and he used to be an American football player, and he got done for murder in the 90s.
O.J. Simpson.
Seriously, O.J. Simpson.
Shut up.
They wanted O.J. Simpson because he was a football player in those days. They wanted him to be a Terminator.
What, so because he can play football, he can play a robot sim from the future to come back and kill.
That's it. That's what they wanted.
John Connor. Right.
What a joke.
Well, he's good at chucking a ball, so maybe.
But yeah, it's good though that they did that. So we've got the trailer for Terminator.
Restricted R.
Got the
Terminator. For the first time ever, this groundbreaking action movie is available in state-of-the-art 5.1 surround sound. The Terminator DVD, all new, digitally remastered, featuring newly discovered deleted scenes.
That's a newly discovered.
And an exciting special effects documentary, plus other exciting features
no one knew
you won't find anywhere else.
When they were filming it, they didn't realize that they were filming it.
Some guys in the background with a little camera doing it himself.
The Terminator is out there, and it will not stop until you are dead.
Ooh. See and hear this milestone sci-fi masterpiece like never before. No collection is complete without this special edition. Buy it today on Special Edition DVD.
Do you reckon that they're trying to sell us a special edition DVD?
I think they are, because it comes in 5.1 surround sound. So
is
that's
it?
Pretty. Well, yeah.
With brand new deleted scenes that were just newly discovered and I didn't even know they'd filmed.
Filmed on a home camcorder.
So obviously, we all know Terminator. It was the film that made it.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though he doesn't do it. But he just stands there. He looks cool.
The
people
the
like.
The way he walks around, I think he suited the part best. Why they originally wanted O.J. Simpson's?
Maybe because they knew premonition and that he was going to go and kill somebody. Maybe he looked like a killer.
Yeah.
So they're like, that guy looks like him. That guy looks like he could kill.
He done it in a movie.
Oh yeah. That's what he put his defence on. Mm-hmm. He said, why did you kill your wife and her mum? He'd say, I was. You know, get myself ready for the Terminator movie, and promise me.
I thought
I was going to get Terminator 3.
Yeah,
but
the missus, she was it.
We got away with it.
Yeah,
he's in jail now, though.
OJ?
Yeah.
Tax or something like that?
No, I think he held up a sports agent's place or something.
What, with a golf club?
Yeah, same random, but yeah, he's got put away. But, you know. Everyone in that jury were like, guilty, like, don't know what he's done yet.
Yeah. I don't even want to know.
He just walks in the police station, guilty.
Yeah.
So like, what? He goes, ha.
You deserve to be punished.
Alright, so there you go. The Terminator, not O.J. Simpson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, thank God.
Yep.
Then he went on to do Red Sonja, never seen it. I think that is the Bridget Nielsen.
Is that with a silent J? So I'm going Yogi.
If you say Yogi, it's not really a silent J, is it?
Well, yes, because the ones I'm pronouncing are G's. Yogi.
Yogi, now you're putting a Y at the front, aren't you?
Yes, but it says. It's just. Ogging.
Ogging.
I'm good. Ogging.
He made Red Sonja, that's with Bridget. Commando.
Everyone's
seen with Commando.
Yeah.
That was a good little film. That was the one where he had to go and rescue his daughter. From an exiled dictator. Proper cheesy movie, big time. Let's check out a trailer for this one because I used to love this film. It's still as cheesy as fuck.
An exiled dictator.
They hunted him down. You know, Colonel, we went to a lot of trouble to find you. They murdered his friends.
Oh, poor bastard.
And they took the only thing he would kill for. If he wants your kid back, then you gotta cooperate.
I'm not being funny, that's an ugly little kid. How are they going to try and...
Yeah, I'll learn that.
I can go and get another one.
There's a scene where you get sort of... Look at that!
That's a macho scene. You're picking up a big bag, you're putting some army paint on.
So he's putting makeup.
He's putting makeup. Well, technically, yeah. I'm very macho.
I like the makeup. Look at the size of that gun. Now the game starts.
You're a funny guy, Sally. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
Are you gonna tell me what's going on or what?
No. Don't disturb my friend.
I'm sorry, but this is all dumb, did it? We're totally out of sync.
We're out of sync in there, but they won't notice that on the audio.
Mouth's not moving again. No.
Mr. Sullivan, I promised to kill you last.
That's what made you think
you did. I lied.
You die first.
You are going to die. It's just such a cheesy film, but it's one of the films, it's cheesy, but it's acceptable.
Because it's so action-packed.
We want to see films like this. You don't get films like this. I think back in the 80s, because they didn't have all these special effects. It was easy, you know, it was acceptable to be cheesy. Because they did want more action, whereas these days, you get a lot of action.
Yeah.
The effects with the cheesiness as well, still.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
But then again, it was the fact that they didn't have good enough rights.
I think, and they just put money on. We spent loads of money on Arnold Schwarzenegger, so now we don't have any money on the script. Let's just write on the back.
It's just filming walking down the street.
Yeah, let's make it as we go along. Okay, yeah. So then like that was 85, then 86 he done Raw Deal, which was a film we did with James Belushi. I think that's when he was the Russian cop come to avenge someone's death. It was pretty much Commando.
Yeah.
Then Predator in 87.
Man, everyone loves Predator.
The one film he kind of upped it a notch.
Yes.
Did a little bit more acting.
Yep.
A good action film.
Yeah.
So that kind of, it wasn't cheesy, it was proper good.
That's what we want to see.
And you know, that's when people start going, ah, this guy, he's good. He's good. The Running Man.
So that we're watching.
It's on in the background, which I absolutely think is amazing. 1987. And they got these best quotes in The Running Man. Let's see if we can see how good they are.
Okay, let's check out
some. Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero! Hey, Lighthead! Hey, Christmas Tree!
Hey, Christmas Tree.
You cold-blooded bastard. I'll tell you what I think of it. I live to see you eat that contract. But I hope you leave enough room for my fist, because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine!
Nice. Bit of a psycho. Best quotes ever. Here we go, we've got one more coming.
Hello, cutie pie. One of us is in deep trouble.
Hello, cutie pie. See, if someone else was to say that, hello, cutie pie, one of us is in deep trouble.
Yeah.
That just sounds completely pathetic.
He'd be like, are we watching that Eskimo porn film again? But there you go, Running Man, the film.
Hello, cutie pie.
The film that was way ahead of its time, because literally it's about reality TV.
Well, it's set in the future.
That would be what the end is like.
Yeah. There you go.
But, you know, I'm surprised we don't have shows like this now.
What, where people are running around having to kill reality shows, where people have to run around and kill each other.
I think we've got to that point now where if someone did show it, we'd be like, that is disgusting. What time is it on?
Yeah, people would watch it.
That's what it'd be like.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's had shows that are twisted, a lot of people getting beat.
Well, I think I made a mistake here, because in 1988, next year, he made Red Heat, which was the one, I think, when he's a Russian.
Oh, right.
The cop, I mean, but then again, I don't really know, and I don't really care.
Yeah, but it's not worked.
If I've seen him, I've seen him. If I ain't, I ain't. But
so yeah, short season of work.
Twins, 1988.
Twins?
The day
88.
He did that. That was when he went to comedy, and again, he was acting a little bit. There was no action sequences in Twins.
Mm-hmm.
It was him and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And they looked pretty alike. I think they've done pretty well with it.
They're pretty immaculate. I think they do.
There were some points I didn't know who was who.
Yeah.
Someone says,
it's
like,
confusing.
Who's talking? Which one's who? I don't know. Is Danny DeVito?
If one of them was to talk and the other one was to move their mouth, you wouldn't know which one.
No, it's probably
you wouldn't be able to tell.
Yeah, away with it, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Danny DeVito's got that very macho Austrian accent, I think.
Yep, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is very, very small in real life.
Yeah, he's actually a little peewee.
He's pretty fat as well.
Yeah, he is. A short ball. Little fat stumpy geezer.
Yeah, he could play the penguin.
Yeah. He did play the penguin, didn't he?
Danny DeVito, didn't he?
Yeah.
Obviously,
no. Schwarzenegger.
Dr. Freeze.
Huh?
Dr.
No,
Freeze.
That was Danny DeVito.
Yeah. Right, then 1990, he made the awesome film
Total Recall.
Get your ass to Mars.
Yeah.
I love
that
film.
Recently.
Damn it, Copenhagen, give the people the air. Brilliant film. It's going to get remade now with Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, okay.
Could be good, could be shite, but who knows?
Well,
I think the storyline's good enough to be a good film, no matter who's in it.
Mm.
But will it lose? Right. That's what we're talking about. All these films, films. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing there which, if you take Arnie out, it would make it a completely different film.
Yeah.
No matter what, like Twins, you couldn't make. If you said, who would you put in? Could you imagine Sylvester Stallone in Twins?
As much as I love a bit of Sly. He couldn't do
it. Arnie created something, didn't he? Yeah. Just in these few films before
he
got to like the, you know, the 90s where he started to try and twist it a bit and something went downhill. What we look at in a minute, but yeah, Total Recall, good film.
Yep.
Good storyline. One film that you probably could make without Arnie, and it would probably still be good.
Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I didn't know Twins come out before Total Recall, because if you watch them back. Although Total Recall's set in the future and it's got some pretty poor background settings, I've got to be honest, they look a little bit shit. You see the cars and that in it, you know, it's pretty. It seems low budget. Twins seems a lot newer than Total Recall. If you was watching both,
it's set in the future.
Yeah. But but even if you, you know.
But the reason Total Recall probably looks a bit more thing because they set it in the future and they think the future looks like the 80s.
Yeah, but no, look, Total Recall, alright, okay, it's only 1990, which is like the beginning of the 90s, looks like it was made at the beginning of the 80s.
But it said the future.
And Twins looks like it was made in the
90s. Okay. Well, that's not really
matching
to Twins.
Well, no, but all I'm saying is, I honestly thought Total Recall was a lot older than Twins.
Alright, well there you go.
Turns out the Twins are pretty young.
So Twins, is what you're saying is Twins has not aged at all?
No, not one bit.
Can release it now, people would think like this was yesterday.
This is brand new. What is this? I've never seen this before.
Who's this Danny DeVito?
I don't know.
Which one's Danny DeVito? Which one's Arnold Schwarzenegger? But obviously he went from Total Recall, which is still a classic. Could you ask to Mars?
Love that.
Love it.
The special Schwarzenegger sound effects that are coming in from
he went part. To them to do 1990 Kindergarten Cop. I love that film.
I haven't seen that for a while.
That film was so great.
Being 1990, it was only 6 minutes.
There's got to be quotes, man. There's a bits in it where the kid sits and he goes ha ha ha, quiet. he goes fucking brilliant. Quiet. It's not a tumor. Who is your daddy? What does he do? It's a brilliant one. It's just such a good film. But then again, active. It's trying to. I can't find any good like clips. I've got to find. Kindergarten got Arnie's best bits. Let's see if we can do some classics here.
It's about 3 minutes.
The music.
Oh, yeah. But even this, like, he's 6 years old when it's come out. I swear.
I was five. The best of Arnold Schwarzenegger in Kindergarten Cop. The series got, it's not a tumor.
I'm a cop, you idiot!
I have a witness too. It's murder one this time. Now you're mine.
It's the delivery.
You, man.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Intimidating.
I forgot to introduce myself.
I'm the party pooper.
My name is John Kimball. Don't shoot! Don't shoot! And I love my car.
Oh, take a look! No!
Hey, come here. If you don't stop screwing around back there, this is what I'm gonna do.
If you give me the names of your drug suppliers and distributors, I'll tell the judge what a nice cooperative killer you are. Quiet. How do I look?
Is your weight okay, sir?
Compared to what?
This is it. He goes crazy. Look at the face. He's gonna flip.
Shut up! Oh no.
This is when he goes and gets his ferret. This is great. It's not a dog, it's a fairy. It's a fairy. Hey,
you must be the Mr. Kimball we hear so much about.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
My mom and my dad are real friends.
Quiet.
It's not a tumor.
Fire alarm!
I was a teacher. My mother was a teacher.
You are mine now. You belong to me.
Such a great.
Where's Dominic?
He's a bastard. Tony, he's fine.
It's a fire alarm.
Putting it down. Hurry!
Yeah. Here it is. Here it is. Just hold on to Barry. Okay?
Damn it. There you go, that was Kindergarten Cop, Arnie's Best Bits.
Yeah.
See, that's just one film, and that's the amount of quotes he got out of that. Not a tumor.
Full of them.
It's full of them. And all of them are full of them. Yeah.
Like you say, it's about the delivery.
It's delivery, that's what it is. Other people could do it, but, you know, he does it. It's like he takes the worst. The worst lines of a script
makes it his
own. Makes it the best.
Yep.
Now they probably didn't think it was that funny.
Gotta hold it down.
They probably wrote it's not a tumor. They probably thought it was not a tumor. Shut up, bitch. So it's not a tumor. Not a tumor. Not a tumor.
Probably his accent.
And then obviously, right, from there you'd have a bit of comedy, a bit of action. People were starting to think, this Arnold Schwarzenegger guy from that Terminator film, he's got a good acting chops. He's not great, he's not going to win Oscars.
Yep.
He ain't ever going to become governor of California. Little did they know. He went on in 1991.
A year later.
Yep, and he made his defining film, Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Because they brought him back as the good guy. Because they went, he was good as a bad guy, let's make him a good guy. And this is what they did, and they made him. And
it takes
everyone.
John Connor, he's there for it.
Yep,
his boy, he holds it down.
Holds it down, Zach. Hasta la vista, baby. Everyone loves that film.
Oh, yeah.
You can quote it again, everyone like, I'll be back. But then again, I'll be back, he used in the first time, man, which he kept reusing, and then he brought it back again. And I was like, yeah, fucking. He's been saying it for fucking that last 10 years, but it still punches back, man.
That's it. Gives you goosebumps. I want your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So he made that in 92 and everyone was like, that's it, he's the king. Arnold Schwarzenegger is the legend.
Yep.
But he was friends with Bruce Willis, he was friends with Sylvester Stallone, they were the action crew, he was the main one.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the three of them, they were like, who's going to become a politician? And they were like, this motherfucker.
Who's the front runner?
Arnie.
It's going to be the only.
The guy who's not got a tumor.
Yeah.
So he sits there and he goes there, and then a couple of years later, he does a couple of TV stuff, which probably doesn't make any difference or anything. True Lies. Nope, sorry.
Last Action Hero.
No, that was a brilliant film. You ever seen that?
That's the one where the little kid buys a ticket.
Goes into the movie.
Yeah.
Into an Arnie film. And Arnie, see, that is a great film. It got slayed at the time.
That's when Arnie goes into the movie shop. And then Terminator is promoted, but Sylvester Stallone plays a Terminator in Arnie.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Last Action Hero.
That's a good film.
That's quality.
It got slayed when it came out because people didn't get it.
Man,
and he'd get what they were doing, they were kind of taking the piss out of all the movies, really.
Yeah.
And people were like, I don't get it, why is Arnie being in someone else in the film? I don't get it, it doesn't make any sense. The action sequences look fake. They're supposed to be, because it's supposed to be a movie. Oh, we got blown up, so why is it like a cartoon, why did they not die? Because it's a movie! That's the whole point, and it's like, it kind of went over people's heads. And it wasn't until years later when I remember reading the review, and they said, oh, it's a brilliant film because of all that. You know, 1993, people were shit. People were stupid.
Yep,
definitely. People were tumors.
Tumor.
Tumor. Did he die? Everyone dies, you know. So they made that, and everyone's like, well, 93, so this considered 93, we're in 93, he's made this film, we brought it out.
Yep.
People were going, yeah, so? He's lost it. Mm. He ain't as good as Terminator 2. Well, again, he probably doesn't speak that much.
No.
This one, he speaks quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
1994, True Lies. Jim Cameron film, great film. You know, he brought it up again. It was that action man acting, he can do it. You know, he can deliver a good one-liner. Right, they're not as good as the other ones.
Yep.
Well, it was his Total Recall. I like you. Get your Aston Martin. He's never quite got the heights of them. He's kind of got past that. This is new Arnie. This is Diamond's Arnie.
I think when he's not a cop in True Lies, is he?
I think he's like an FBI agent or a secret agent. Some like James Bond type.
I think he's a bit more tame. Who does he play alongside in True Lies?
Tom Arnold is his.
Yep. No. Who's the chick?
Jamie Lee Curtis. That scene where she's doing the whole striptease.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, she looks good. She's quite old at this point.
She does well for her.
She was nice, man. She was good in that film. I think that's one of the reasons people like the film more, and they just don't admit it.
Yeah.
The
storyline was alright, but that scene, you're like, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis, you're pretty fucking old.
Getting boned on, did you?
Man.
You jizzing your pants.
Let's not go into that. We were talking about Schwarzenegger, really.
No, I can see it now. Just you and me, man. As you went, should I pause it? You're going to tie you up?
You fucking dirty.
Right, now we're back. Billy's nice and tidy. Right, and in 1994, he went on to do Junior, which, there you go, straight away, that's when he went downhill.
Mm.
This is when I start looking at the list.
Oh, is that when he has a baby?
Yeah. This is when I like, True Lies of that, the last good film, where like, I said I was building up, and like, it wasn't all bad, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he hadn't got the heights of The Running Man, Total Recall. Terminator.
Even Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop, last year he hit True Lies, and then suddenly he went to Junior. Like, this is when he went. For me, I started losing interest in the guy.
Shut up, man.
Film about a man getting pregnant, especially, alright, it sounds funny on paper.
You're the manest man.
Oh, it's just. It's.
You're the manest man. You can't get pregnant.
See, this is when I could say, take Arnold Schwarzenegger and put Bruce Willis in it. And it probably would have been a bit more funnier.
Yeah.
I would have seen something a bit different. But it was like, I don't really want to see this. And it was a crap film. Danny DeVito was in it. I couldn't decide who was who.
Yeah.
Was it Danny DeVito?
Because they both look the same when they talk.
Emma Thompson come in. They all look the same. All three of them.
Yeah.
So
it's too confusing.
So you know, you think that, and then obviously he does that, and then
What's that all about? The T2 3D.
T2 3D. Yes, was that film
re-release?
For Orlando, Florida, for the ride. That was a little film they did.
Oh right.
So,
okay.
So he also had a 2-year break because he probably got slated so much for Junior. He thought, I've got to come back with that for a big action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So they come back with Eraser.
Yeah.
Not really a big action movie.
No.
I watched it actually last night. It was on TV last night.
Yeah.
And I thought, actually, it could be a good film. It's not. It's
Have
not
you not seen
film.
It before?
I've seen it before, but then it's one if I watch it and I thought, no, it's not that great.
Yeah.
Because again, I'm looking back at old Arnie, he's trying to be too serious.
Yeah.
He needs that glint in his eye. And even when the bits in it, they're trying to be funny. It's not funny.
Nah, because like you say, the film too serious.
The film's too, the tone of the film doesn't work.
Like you say, we had all the quotes off the film earlier.
Yeah.
This
we wouldn't
see. Stop all the way out. All the way through, yeah? Kindergarten.
This one, it was bits and bits and bits. So then we went to 96, Jingle All The Way, which I liked.
Yeah.
But, you could have taken Arnie out of that and put something
Who's
else
the
in it.
African fellow in it?
Sinbad.
Sinbad. Brilliant. I think having him along, he was the one that made me laugh. And
remember him in that film, House Guest, Sinbad?
Yes. What's that one where he kidnaps a family and they're doing a school run?
That's not...
With,
The school run? That's not House Guest.
No,
that's another film. That's called Carpool, but that's with Tom Arnold.
Yeah, with Tom Arnold.
Yeah, Tom Arnold. Yeah. Sinbad's not in that.
No.
Yeah,
he is.
No, Sinbad's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Really?
Yeah. Really, yeah. Whatever. But no, Jingle Away is a good little family film. But again, you know, come on. Could have been anyone in that film.
Yeah.
And this is it. This was the killer for me. This was when Arnold Schwarzenegger, I think even he knew, I've made a complete shit here.
Yeah. Going bold.
Batman and Robin.
Shaving all his hair off.
I don't think we need to talk about that film.
Yeah, he looked like he was diseased.
We heard a few quotes at the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's just... You know, I mean, that's it. Like, it's like they brought it back to the people want to hear quotes. Let's put some quotes on the Batman film. And
no,
they did it. We were like,
no,
you don't need
him. Mr. Freeze.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah, no.
But it's Mr. Fries there, look. Dr. Victor Fries.
I suppose they've got to make a Batman character out of that name.
Doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
But he also has a couple of years off where he's then thinking, and you know, at this time, you know, he's thinking to himself, do you know what I want to do? I want to be a politician.
Yeah, I want to get involved in all
But let's make a few films first.
Yeah.
End of Days, 1999. Good film. I quite like that film.
I think I've seen
that. That was the one where he literally, the devil come up, right, come to the earth, and he had to save him. Save the world. Not in a kind of apocalyptic fucking, I'm going to shoot the devil. It was a religious kind of like action movie. It was kind of cool. I quite liked it, yeah. It was pretty good.
Don't think I've seen it.
It was pretty good. And then The Sixth Day, the one with the clone. It was pretty much like Total Recall, in a sense.
Yeah.
It was a clone. Do you know who was who?
And he looks really... Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that. But
another sci-fi action film. No, yeah. Again, the quotes are not quite there. But then at this point, we'd kind of given up on the quotes then, and the puns.
Yeah.
We'd given up on it because it ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the people had given him stuff and ruined it. The joke of the whole thing. Collateral Damage 2002 he made. Another action film. This is when his family get blown up in a terrorist attack and he goes to kill them all. I don't know. They tried to make another Commando, Predator kind of film, but...
I think he's gone a bit past that now.
We were all getting to that point.
You
want to
remember
at this time
we
were looking at other people that being action heroes. Like Vin Diesel was turning up now. At the time we were like, this man was fucking awesome. So,
I see him in XXX and
exactly. Well,
shit.
See, this is when he sort of, it's as if like Arnie weren't really thinking about this. So I don't really care.
Yeah.
2003, Terminator 3.
Love this film.
See, he was good in that. But then again, he doesn't do a lot. But he's there, and he made it through, and he ended it kind of like that was it. He wanted to end it himself.
Yeah.
The film may not be the best one, but he said, "I want to fucking end it now. Like, this is the last one I'm going to be in. I'm going to do it now because I'm getting too old for this shit."
Better than the fourth one.
Yeah, and he's not in the fourth. He's in the fourth one, but not in the fourth one. It's computer generated. But yeah.
Yep.
So he does that, and then he pops up in little films, like a couple of films, doesn't he? And then that's it. 2004 becomes Governor of California. Motherfucker. Kim McGarland Cop is the governor of California.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine him going into the, you know, all the healthcare system. They go, what's wrong with you? God, it's you. It's not a tumor.
You'll get, take this, you'll be fine.
Yeah. And he pops up the Expendables in 2010. He's in it for literally a second.
Seriously?
He's Hardy. He's in it for like one scene. Him, Bruce Willis, Sylvester Stallone. A little nod to the 80s. That's about all you get from him. But
really?
Now he's not the governor. Back to movies. Expendables 2.
He's not the governor anymore.
No, not anymore.
He's given it up.
No, well, he had to. He'd done 8 years.
He'd done 8 years?
Yeah, 7, 8 years, so that's it. So that's it, Expendables, man. Expendables 2. That's what we could see.
All action.
All action,
but I don't want him to sort of do rubbish films, just pick up any script. And go along with it, so just so he can be that action hero. So I want to be able to remember him, how he was in the old action films. You know, I don't want to watch that and be like, I don't want it to taint my outlook of him. You know.
So who, you know, that's it. Arnie's done, right? Yeah. We look back. We preferred. Didn't we? We all preferred his older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Anything, you know, anything from the 80s, going up to the 90s, you know, Total Recall, you know, like Terminator 2, and that's it, True Lies.
Yep.
We kind of then lost track of him.
Mm-hmm. We'll
nobody's ever fully taken over his space, because Sylvester Stallone had his own little unique area.
Yep.
Bruce Willis has kind of carried on, but he's
pushing the...
It's like, but then again, he's not likable though, is he? He's, you know, he used to be funny, but now it looks like he can't be bothered to be funny.
Yeah.
It's like he hates being funny.
But he always hates doing what he's doing.
Yeah, so if you ask Bruce Willis to be funny, he's like
he's going
to
punch you.
Yeah, or cut your face.
This is what they all do. It's all the
that's what they all do. But yeah,
that's enough Batman.
We've got a list here of actors that have been kind of in action movies who could be the new action heroes. So what do you think of these? Ben Affleck.
No.
Do you think he could? No?
No.
Armageddon?
No, he's a twat.
No?
I really do hate Ben Affleck.
What's your problem with Ben Affleck?
Anything I've seen him in. It just seems, I don't know, too overconfident.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's a little bit quirky. There's something about him that really, yeah, just really fucking bugs me. Any film I see, like Dogma, I saw him in that, and he just overanalyses anything, like everything. I know it's just his character, but the way he goes about it, he's just a complete cheeseball. Plus, he pumped up Jennifer Lopez as if he got near that bit of pum pum. No way.
Poo-poo.
Alright, so Ben Affleck is crossed out, crossing out Ben Affleck. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale is pretty cool.
I don't think he could be the next action hero. Simply because he's too good of an actor.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the criteria.
Is that what makes
it? I mean, one of the criteria is that you need. If you're that good of an actor, you can't be an action hero.
Yep.
You can be in action movies,
mm-hmm.
but if you're not an action hero. See, I think criteria straight away can. You can be an action hero if you're kind of replacing the fact that you're not the best actor. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think a lot of these you can cross off because Christian Bale, he's a cool Batman.
Yeah, but
we don't call him a cool Batman because he fights cool.
But you don't see him really, do you? You see him as fucking Batman, he's got the whole suit on and stuff like that, and you don't really see his face.
Exactly. Pierce Brosnan, well, not really now because he's a bit old.
No, he's.
Maybe he was when he was a James Bond, but now about Gerard Butler.
Nah.
I can't
see him as being an action.
Yeah, but I get the thing they're trying to make him one after 300.
Yeah, but it's the same as sort of. I think I'll put him along the lines of like Russell Crowe. I don't think he's an action hero.
I don't think he's a good actor either. I feel the same about Russell Crowe as you feel the same about Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I'd punch him in the face. I'd throw a phone in that motherfucker's head. I hate him. I don't think he's a good actor either. He speaks the same accent. They think he puts a different accent on, but he speaks in the same accent. He just raises his voice up and down.
Yeah.
And people think he's putting a new accent on. No, he's just raising his voice. He's just talking like this. Or he's talking like this. I'm talking like this. He's the same fucking. I'm not going to get him up. John Cena. You know who that is?
Yes, a wrestler.
See, he could be a good action hero because he can't act.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be a
good
action hero. Because
he's a wrestler. He's already got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the big build.
Yep.
He could, but then again, he looks a bit like Mark Wahlberg on steroids.
I think some of them just look a bit too pretty.
You need
Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. Not necessarily the most attractive people in the world, but for being an action hero.
You've got to believe they've been beaten up a few times.
Yeah, of course. You don't want someone
jumped out of planes and hit pigeons on the way down.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so you've got Tom Cruise on the list.
Daniel Craig there, just there as well.
Daniel Craig, but then again, I don't count that because he's James Bond. And you just think, and he's a good actor. So straight away, I was going to look at him. I'm like, no, because I've seen
that is action, but he's in a totally different league, I think.
Tom Cruise.
Yep. No.
You know, he's a bit older now, but, you know, he does his own stunts. Fair play to him. Matt Damon. He's the only one who's a really good actor and a really good action hero. And possibly could be.
Well, I don't think I've seen him in any.
He's in the Bourne films, and they rave.
Yeah, but I look at the Bourne films the same as Mission Impossible, and they're just copying James Bond with Daniel Craig. So them, I'd have to say, I can't put any one of them through. Vin Diesel, I've seen him sitting there. Nah.
See, he should.
He
be.
Could drive cars.
He could
drive
he
cars.
He could have been.
Films,
but he could have been the next action. But
he just went in a shit.
He ruined it.
Yeah. Triple X. I watched that Triple X. Someone, I can't remember who it was. Someone said to me that, oh yeah, I love this Triple X. I thought it was fucking rubbish. Really, I really didn't rate it. Not at all.
Chris Evans.
Oh, he's got an action hero's name.
Yeah, not Chris Evans.
Ginger.
This Chris Evans is the guy from Fantastic Four, played the Human Torch.
Yeah, no, he's not an action
hero. I'd say he's actually quite good, but then again, he's very quirky because he's very comedic. He's like Bruce Willis, kind of like.
Yeah.
He's going to be the new Captain America.
Oh, is he?
So he's going to be.
I could believe that,
but looking at someone who's very comedic. His main thing is to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So straight away, it's like this is the point. That's why it's so hard to find. That's why there's not many.
Right? Can you imagine? Say if you're like in an action film with Schwarzenegger, and Schwarzenegger comes running out of an explosion. His fucking t-shirt's all burnt to a crisp. He's got cuts all down his arm, down his face, and he's covered in black smoke. That's Schwarzenegger, and he just comes running out. Bubble. Someone like fucking what's his name, Chris Evans. He's too much of a pretty boy. He's going to come running out. It's like Will Smith in an action film. Fuck off. the only bloke, Will Smith, I reckon he's like 92 in real life. He spent his whole life walking around in slow motion and just like he's wearing a suit and sunglasses indoors.
He's got DJ Jazzy Jeff stuck up his bum.
Jazzy Jeff is all up in there. And it's like 10 o'clock at night, there's no fucking sunlight anywhere. There's Will Smith, just slow mo, bowling through the reception of a hotel. Every fucking movie he's in, I Am Legend.
Yeah, just
he's just about to die. He's in slow mo.
I like Will Smith, but the problem is, you do see slow mo, then you just wait for him to get up there. So, the old music. Then you wait to get to the front of the camera and go, ooh, now this is the story. All about my life can't be flipped upside down. I can see it happening. See, look, I look for this list, and look, there's no one good there, really. Do you know? And I've just seen the one which I think is. He's the winner.
Okay.
Jason Statham.
Yeah.
He is an action hero, and I think Sylvester Stallone knew that. That's why he's in Expendables. Jason Statham.
In Expendables?
Yeah, he's like the second name. You've got Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham, he's like the top draw. But I think he's the one, because like you said, he's not that good. Mm-hmm. Some women find him, but then again, he's gritty looking. He looks like
women like that rugged.
He looks like he's been beaten up a few times.
Yeah.
He's not the greatest actor in the world.
No.
But he looks like he can beat the shit out of anyone.
Yeah.
So I think he is the next generation. I would say The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. But then again, he's still a bit, I don't know, comedic. Looks like he's
too pretty. Like he's
Yeah. With the eyebrow.
Too like much that. Of a crowd pleaser.
But I think we'd have to agree on Jason Statham. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
You know, he's done a Transporter of movies.
Yep.
Death Race.
Mm-hmm.
He's made pretty much every film he's made. Yeah, I don't think he's made any non-action film.
Death Race was shit, though.
But he was. That doesn't matter, though. We're not talking about how shit the film is.
Yeah, but come on.
We're talking about an action
shit.
Hero, man. Someone who you can sit there and go, and he looks like a mean motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, he can definitely kick some ass.
He's going to kick some.
X. Who the hell's John Fu?
Where?
We've got all these.
Where?
Over here on the left. Down. Bam.
John Fu. Let's have a look at John Fu.
Early life. Acting and stuff.
What's he starred in? Oh, he's in Universal Soldier Regeneration. That's about it. So they bigged him up on that list. He's in one move. There's your mate.
Well, it's like we were unlucky to have so many great action heroes to come out at one time.
Yeah. I think we were
overwhelmed with them. Back
yeah,
in
overwhelmed
the
by three great
90s.
Ones that it wasn't spread apart.
But now, I think these days, we say if you're going to be an action hero, it's not necessarily about being a big fucker.
Yeah.
A big built motherfucker. It's about kung fu. You know, martial arts and stuff like that. You see a lot of that in films. Whereas back in the day, you just had Van Damme. He was the one just doing
Van Damme,
kung fu films.
One, yep.
Yeah, doing martial arts films. Schwarzenegger and Sly, they stayed to the fucking the big boy stuff. And now, yeah, we've literally just narrowed it down to one actor that we can.
Everyone quotes him.
Yeah.
Because if you look at it, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is what we're getting down to, right?
Yeah.
This is the quotes that we hear and we talk about and we go on about.
This is what
get
we all love.
Chopper! Don't you know the building is on fire? Wife, come on!
Come on! Come on!
Come on! Come on! Come on!
Come on! Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on!
Come on, baby!
Come on, baby!
Get down!
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 Get down! Put it down! Put that cookie down! Now!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Ask the
boss. Put that cookie
down! Back. I'll be 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 back. I'm back. Fucking tell us what the hell is going on.
What's going on here?
What the fuck did I do wrong?
I wasn't fucking there.
Hail that son of a bitch. Fuck you and me.
No fucking hell is gonna break loose.
You go to hell.
What the hell did you do?
Do me, dickhead.
God damn you, Grant.
You psychopathic bitch.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
That's a fucking asshole.
Assholes.
Dickheads.
Come back.
Slut.
Bastard.
Slut. You motherfucker.
I did it.
What the hell are you?
The fuck
Marge, what the fuck?
Let's kill the son of a bitch when there's a chance.
Oh, bullshit. All of it.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. You called Gladys bastard.
I need a vacation.
Oh, shit.
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 Don't bullshit me.
Bullshit.
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 You can listen to that
all day long.
Yeah.
So, come on.
The question was, if I remember, what the fuck does Billy know about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, gotta give it that. You gotta give it up for the big man. He's the all-action hero. I think he's set a standard. And we just need someone there to rise up to it.
Do you think anyone can?
Well, I would like to.
Yeah, one day, eventually. Maybe not in the near future, but we'll see.
We will see. And on that note, I'm going to let Arnie say they have the last word.
The hell with you.
The hell with you.
The hell you will.
There you go.
The hell with you.